You never watch porn?
So I'm like a music gal. What? Hi, I'm Jamie Lynn Sigler.
And I'm Robert Eiler.
And this is our new podcast, Not Today, Pal.
And they found out that the chicken had a tumor and it was like pus. Not your favorite? They're going to ask us a question about Sopranos.
Let's split the difference and Jamie gets 1 point.
Give Rob winner, his points. Like, why are you taking him away?
This is what he does. You have no idea what's about to happen.
I have no idea. I'm so excited, though. Available every Thursday, wherever you get podcasts.
This week on Two Bears, One Cake.
Oh, I'm not gay. Just let it happen.
Yeah, of course.
It doesn't make you gay. Just let it happen.
No, I need chloroform.
I need chloroform.
Can we order that?
Let's order chloroform.
Yeah. It's noticeable now, right, that he's gaining weight. Yeah. Everyone can see it now, right?
Are you a doctor?
100%.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. You know, sitting here on the set, it feels like Wyoming, but you get into the booth and you got Capital J, you got Any, you got so much diversity. It's great to be in such a healthy workplace environment that is so inclusive. I wonder who runs things here. Now, Bert, it's great to see you. Your beard is looking full of life and flavors.
Thank you.
Maybe you said you consider, I think nothing, I have too thin of a beard now, but when it's fuller, there's nothing that feels better than going to like a barber shop.
I got
and getting
trimmed.
The hot towel and doing the whole shit.
I got it trimmed once. I got it tightened once.
Didn't it feel great?
You know, I don't know if I looked good with it.
Really?
Leanne hated it.
They lined you up and everything?
They lined me up. I did it in
Australia.
In Australia.
Why did she hate it?
I don't know. She said I didn't look like a man. I think Leanne doesn't like it. In all honesty, I think it looked too ethnic for her. Because I think she likes it when it's like sloppy up here.
Real white guy.
Yeah. It didn't look like she. I remember when I shaved my chest when I first met her, and she was like, "You got to stop doing that. It's gross." And I was like, "For real?" She was like, "Yeah, you should look like a man. Like your beard looks good right now because you've lost weight, so you can go really tight to the skin."
Mm-hmm.
Mine, I haven't sent a video to Nav. Now this is my beard right here. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's just really full.
Yeah.
It's gone way more gray the more stressed I've been. I've got a patch here and then a patch here.
Do you darken it?
No.
You don't color it?
No. I do. I have a gray patch right here that I fill in because it looks weird without it. So wait, this is me tightened in New Zealand, okay?
Okay.
Or in Australia. So.
Oh, I see.
This is the first time I've ever let a man talk.
Yeah, you know, you look like a not a fully white guy. You know,
no,
you
look. And I mean this respectfully.
Yeah.
An ethnic way to do your beard is to trim it to over groom it.
Yeah, over groom, and the lines are super, super clean and deliberate. Yeah. It's very methodical. And then, like, you could be like at least Albanian.
I definitely look like I agree with some of the things the Quran says.
Right, and you, and also, I feel like anybody with this beard regularly has like probably a felony charge. You know what I mean? Like you've been in the system.
It doesn't make sense. Like I
sex
feel
crimes.
Like when white dudes line up too tight,
yeah,
it doesn't look like, it looks like cultural appropriation.
It kind of looks like no means no is bullshit, is what it kind of, you know what I mean? I do what I want. That's what I'm seeing.
I did Desus and Mira one time, and I had their barber line up my beard.
Oh, yeah.
And I looked like the mom from Jojo Rabbit, like with just a black smear across my face, because he did the line, and then he did, and then they put hair filler in it.
Holy shit.
Did you type in Miro, Kid Miro's beard. Look at Jojo Rabbit mom beard. Type in beard.
Yeah.
Beard. Is B-E-A, yeah. Yeah, that's what I looked like.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it looked really... on. Now type in Kid Miro from Desus and Miro.
Kid Miro.
M-E-R-O.
M-E-R-O. Just beard.
Beard. He had a... He had some aggressive lines during like season 3 where you even he knew it, 'cause I'd say that. But that's the thing they do in
like Dominican culture. Yeah, yeah.
Like they do it and they'll do it all the way up to the top.
Yeah.
And it's almost like, and it's like they fill it in where there isn't beard.
They put
like a piece of paper and like the one fill that it, spray paint it in.
Bummed me out the most is when I went to a barber shop that was in a casino. This is a while ago. And I go, I was thinking it's like it's full like yours, but like even more full.
Yeah.
And when I said trim, I just meant I wasn't explicit. I meant it's like this. Bring it in.
Yeah.
So can you trim me up? And the guy's like, yeah, I got you. Sitting there, first thing he does is take this down so that it's one of these beards.
Oh my God.
And
oh my
like,
God.
I look like a fucking like a truck driver. Why the fuck would, like, you saw what I was working with. Why would you do that to me? He was like, he goes, you said to trim it up. I go, where does that mean this? Like, no, it was like a real like a fucking dock worker beard is what it looked like. You know, it didn't, it just.
You can't trust like, those casino barbers, man. Are actually the absolute worst.
He was terrible.
There was one I did one for my sister's birthday. We were all in Vegas.
It was kind of a Billy Mays beard, I feel like. Remember Billy Mays? Like it he had like a real white MYAS. Jesus Christ. Like you see how.
Yeah.
It goes like it's down here, you know.
What's his name? Duncan does his beard like that.
Trussell?
Yeah. He trims it down, and then I've seen dudes it works with.
It works for Duncan though.
I did when we were for my sister's birthday. We were in Vegas, and I said, my dad said, "Why don't we get your beard trimmed up?" So I go over to get my beard trimmed up.
Yeah, like
It works for him.
Yeah, yeah. So with the exposed cheek.
Yeah.
That doesn't work for me, dude.
It doesn't work for me at all.
The guy did it to me, and I was like, oh, fuck, man.
My old Travel Channel beard was the fucking worst because it was real short, but I did straight lines here, and it was like, it just looked horrible. Just type in, Burt Travel Channel, and I hated that beard. Like,
did you see? One?
Yeah. Like, I was trimming it lower than I do now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It just looks gross.
Oh, that you look kind of Amish in right there, a little bit. Is there no connection here? Is it no mustache?
No, there is a little line.
Oh, wow.
But that was, and then Leanne started saying, just let it grow. Like, let it grow up your cheek. Who gives a fuck? You look more manly when it's up your cheek. And so I started doing that. But that beard is fucking disgusting. I wish I'd go back and fix that beard.
Really?
Yeah. I would. And you know, you get no beard tutorials. There are beard dudes, like hipsters. I've done this a lot. There are hipster beard guys in New York City who go, let me show you how to trim your beard.
How about that? The goatee?
The one I got in Vegas during my sister's birthday. I go in to get my beard trimmed. And the guy goes, how about I just give you a goatee? And I was like, well, I was just hoping to get my beard trimmed. And he goes, oh, I can trim up your beard. And the first thing he does is starts going into the beard. And I go, yeah, you know what? A goatee is a good idea. Like, I don't want this thing.
Yeah.
And then he does it, Tom. And he, I swear to God, does a circle like this.
Well, your mouth looks like an asshole at this point. Yeah.
My mouth looks like a target. Yeah. And you can see my double chin. Like, he's left my double chin exposed. So he's trimmed in front of the double chin. And it looks so bad. There's no worse feeling than realizing you've lost hair that you can't regrow immediately and you're now exposed.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, I My heart sunk. I was so angry. My dad couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah.
I walked out, and Leanne, the first thing Leanne says is, "What did he do to your face?"
Look at this. This hairless one here? What is that one?
No, Cotty.
Down, bottom row.
That's Cotty.
Bottom row.
Fully loaded.
Third right. Go to the right.
During fully loaded, she just took a picture of me fucking hairless and did a hairless app. And I was like, can you delete that?
That's terrifying.
That's Isla. And I was like, can you please delete that? And she kept laughing. Look, you look like a baby walrus.
That's terrifying.
Dude, the one you sent me of me as a girl.
Yeah.
Right? Cutting your hair is the worst thing because you can't put it back immediately.
Shit.
And then you're so fucking frustrated.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck. I remember that circle goatee so bad. And we have a picture. We went to the aquarium with the girls and the sharks.
Yeah.
And you know, they go, hey, act scared. And the sharks are going to come up. And everyone's acting scared. And I'm just angry in the picture going, fuck. Fuck.
I wonder if I can send these also to Native. Oh, yeah, yeah. This is fucking awesome.
I wish I could blend it myself. But like right now, it's way too bushy. It's way too bushy and it's splotchy. Like I'm not in love with this beard. It doesn't accentuate my face. It just covers up the disgustingness.
But you were saying how the facial hair and everything changes your face. Oh, and then how Isla took that photo you did the app.
Fucking hairless. That hairless picture, she sent it to me and she couldn't stop laughing. I go, yeah, you're laughing. I don't look good. She goes, yeah, I know. That's what's funny about it. And I go, yeah, that's not what.
That's what the app. I sent you one of you as a chick. You didn't look bad with the app. The first one that I sent you, Nadav. Is right here. Check this out.
Big old bloated Bert.
Well,
it's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. I mean, I'm not going to marry her.
No, but here's the thing. You know, this chick is down for fun. She's a good time.
Fuck yeah, she is.
She drinks.
She parties. She
hangs out, yeah.
At the end, she's like, you want pizza?
Yeah.
At the end of the night, you're like, hell, I'll eat pizza.
The second one
she's
I told
a whore
you,
too.
Yeah, she's definitely.
What, did she change her drink in her hand? Her hands look pretty aggressive.
Well, they're yours.
Oh, they're my hands. They don't change your hands.
Yeah.
I was like, God damn it! I don't know if I want a hand job from that chick. And it turns out I've gotten a lot.
It's a big hand. Yeah, that hand has jerked you off a lot. Isn't that crazy?
A lot.
Yeah.
This hand has had dick in it more than any whore in the world.
For sure.
No whore has had more dick in their hand than this hand.
Probably. Yeah. I don't know. This whore's been out there pretty active, too.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and barmates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplish something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders.
Balloonists.
Bobsledders.
And big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fella the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer a peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. The thing about buying jewelry is you really don't know what you're getting into. You don't know what you're looking at often. And the great thing about working with Blue Nile is you have somebody who is a true expert that can help guide you along the way so you don't feel lost, so you know what these diamond grades are, you know you're getting real value. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you don't, they offer 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
Do you think if you had to go to, if you had to guess who's jerked off me or you more, who do you think it is?
Well, you've been alive longer than me.
Well, it's definitely me then. All right, yeah. Next question.
Yeah.
All right.
This is the second one.
This is the one you did. You said I sent you this one. I did the other effect on it. That was not good.
Hey, hang on. Is that really what I look like?
I don't think so.
I mean, it's a little bit bigger, but it's not far off.
It's not totally you.
You know what? I'm going to change out to my screensaver.
That one?
I'm going to change out to my screensaver.
So you see it.
So I lose weight. And I just had two fucking breakfast burritos. Well, and I'm thinking about drinking so hard right now. You have no idea how much alcohol is in my head right now.
Because you're just stressed.
Stressed as fuck. And I know I have a fucking, I'm not stopping working for the next, I won't stop working until August.
Oh, right, because you're going on tour, too.
Yeah, I'm fully loaded, guys. Fully loaded.
Why are you going straight on tour?
I didn't plan it this way. Dude, I went from Europe to tour to Australia to Razzle Dazzle to tour. Then to Australia, then to...
The movie.
Then to the movie, then to Fully Loaded.
Why? Why so
I didn't
much?
Plan it. I didn't plan it wisely. I just was like... Let's fucking grind it. And I do that all the time. I'm going to put that as my fucking screensaver because that is not who I want to be. That is not who I want to be. But that's who I am.
But here's the thing.
What?
The thing that's good about seeing that is even though that's actually not who you are, you know who that guy, like you've seen that guy and you're like, oh fuck, I don't want to be that guy. Oh, that's why
dude,
it's a good.
I look at people all the time. I go, I'm not as fat as that guy. And I'm always fatter.
Yeah.
I'm always like I look at everyone and go, I'm not as fat as that guy. Here's the problem. Is that like right now, so I looked at myself at
I do that too. I do the I'll see a guy and I'll be like, this guy looks like shit. And then I kind of look for a little longer. I'm like, that guy, he actually looks better than me. Fuck. Dude, like
there was this guy that was a fat piece of shit in line at the airport.
Yeah.
And I was like, look at this fat fuck. And then he took his shoes off and then put him back on standing up. And I went, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Here's my biggest problem is right now I'm stronger than I've ever been in my entire life.
Yeah, you keep doing these.
I'm stronger than I am in my entire life. And my arms are bigger. My shoulders are bigger. People will touch my shoulders and be like, oh my God, do you work out? Like my back, everything's stronger. I'm probably the heaviest I've ever been. I know I'm not the heaviest I've been. I know I've been heavier. But like I look at pictures of me when I was 220. Mm-hmm. And I, or 230 maybe, and I when we were doing Sober October, and I had no shoulders, I had no arms, and
yeah,
I looked like
yeah.
a coat hanger.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm so I wonder. I really am curious how much more muscles on me than before.
Yeah.
Like, and so I'd love to know, like, how much like, if because I've gained when we did Sober October,
What do you weigh now? Like, what do you really weigh?
Probably 257. I'm guessing.
Okay.
I'm not above 260, but I'm really close to that.
Okay.
And so I'm usually in the 250s, but I wonder like when we did Sober October a couple years ago, back when Joe was living in LA.
Yeah.
And we all tried to bench 225 and we all got pinned and Joe did it 10 times.
I did it once.
You did it? Did you do it once?
I did it once, yeah.
I got pinned at 225.
Yeah.
And the other day I benched 285.
That's pretty impressive.
And so I think I can do 225. I think I can do it probably six times right now, seven times.
It's impressive.
So I'm so much more stronger than I was then, but I was skinnier then. But I don't think I was skinnier. I think it was the exact same amount as fat. I think I've just added like, what do you think, maybe 10 pounds of muscle?
Since then?
I don't know. Like, what is it? Like, if you go from not being able to bench 200 pounds.
Yeah.
To then being able to bench 285, how much muscle do you think that is?
I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, I think you're probably you'd probably lean out a bunch if you really, and I mean,
I'd have to really
dial in your diet.
Dude, I watched Woody Harrelson talk, just watching it 2 seconds ago, talk about eating raw. Anytime it feels he's getting sick, he just starts eating raw. And he goes, too much shit in our food. And then I go, all I eat is shit food.
Yeah, I know. That's the only reason you're a big guy.
Yeah,
it's just you're consuming things.
I just, like, those breakfast burritos were so fucking good.
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck? Does Woody Harrelson really just eat like a rabbit and not wolf down a breakfast burrito? How is it that I look up to Woody Harrelson and I think, God, I fucking love that guy?
Yeah, he's great.
When me and him would have absolutely zero in common.
I don't know if you'd have zero in common. He seems like a fun guy to be around.
He can eat a carrot and enjoy it.
Yeah, that maybe you're not
When was the last time you had a carrot? When was the last time you were hungry? You're like, I wouldn't mind a nice carrot. He's beautiful. Man, he was on Cheers at 22.
Is that how old he was? Because, God, he's been... like, you realize that's so long ago, and you're like, man, how's this guy, like...
How did he not fuck his career up? Because he's a wild thinker.
Yeah.
I mean, how did he not fuck his career up?
There's that thing now, you heard about the rumor that he's actually a half-brother of McConaughey?
I heard that.
That was really fun.
Matthew McConaughey is a fucking badass.
Yeah.
Me and him would probably have more in common, I bet, than me and Woody Harrelson.
You think so?
Although I bet I'd talk to Woody easier.
Yeah.
Like, I think Matthew McConaughey probably is a little probably out of my fucking swing zone in conversation.
He lives here.
I don't think that means much. I don't think he lives here for the reason you live here. Or maybe it does.
Maybe.
He went to college here, right?
He did, yeah. Yeah, he went to UT. He's like the fucking ambassador of this city, you know?
He is. Yeah. I remember he got in trouble for playing bongos naked, smoking weed. And I was like, that's my guy.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy? Like, an arrest where I'm sure he got in a thing and was handcuffed and was like, this is going to fuck up my career. All of us were like, that's my guy.
Yeah, everyone loves it.
I'm sure he kind of like woke up depressed the next day. Publicist, you need to lean out of this. You do not. And all of us were like, fucking love that guy.
Yeah.
And like, what other crimes do people commit? And that wasn't even a crime, but like things that they thought was negative PR where all of us were like, fucking love that guy.
Oh, that's a good one. Well, it's everything like Ron White getting pinched with weed on his private plane,
you know,
20 years ago. That was cool because that happened where I was living.
Really?
Well, I was in Vero Beach.
They were smoking out of an apple.
And like he had like a disgruntled ex.
Charlie Sheen.
Smoking crack.
No, Charlie Sheen when he's like Tiger's Blood.
No, everyone winning. Loved that. Yeah, people love that.
Like that was like, you know, there were people like, shut the fuck up, Charlie. Stop talking.
Yeah. Pays porn stars $30,000 to smoke crack and watch. That's fucking. Yeah, people were happy about that. It was crazy. He really went hardcore with the that's the other level drug use, you know?
Yeah.
Crack.
And just admitting it.
Yeah.
I love that he admitted it. Man, he has a banger career. Like he's done a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, he sure has.
Yeah, it's crazy that you can get in trouble and everyone on the outside's like, you're fucked. I wouldn't mind a nice arrest.
I tell you what they told me on a private plane one time.
What?
I'm on this private plane and they go, the guy, he was like, oh, you're really nice to us, to the staff. And I was like, what? He goes, well, sometimes, you know, entertainers. And he starts telling me about like people that aren't nice. Then he's like, you know who's really nice? Shaq, he's really nice. And I go, yeah, I can see that. And then I was like, what about like some wild shit? You know, you got any wild stories? And he was like, oh, he's like Charlie Sheen. He goes, Charlie Sheen was like, hey, how much, I want to smoke on this plane. They're like, you can't smoke. And he goes, how much if I want to smoke? So they call like the operators, they said, and they like in front of him. And they're like, Mr. Sheen's here. He wants to smoke cigarettes on the plane. And he's like, how much are you going to charge me? You know, you fuck it all, you clean it up afterwards. And they go, $10,000. He goes, fuck you. I'm not paying you fucking 10 grand for that shit. And then they go, $5,000. He goes, I knew it. You're fucking whores. I'll do it. And so.
I knew it. You're whores. Yeah. I'll do it.
So they hang up and they're like, I ain't smoked like 10 cigarettes for the flight. And $5,000. It cost him 5 grand more to do it. He did it.
That's fucking.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I'm doing that next time.
Yeah.
How much to smoke? How much to smoke on this private jet?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I knew it. You're whores.
Yeah.
You're whores. God. Yeah. Snoop. Snoop, that was a fucking hot burp.
Yeah.
You have no want to drink right now?
No, I don't have any want to drink. I didn't sleep well. My youngest got in bed, I don't know what time, kicking me, and I'm just like, I just can't wait to get home, lay down, you know?
Yeah.
He fucking wore me out.
What does your day look like today? How often do you take your boat out?
I took it out 2 days ago.
Really?
Yeah, I'm taking it out this weekend.
Really?
I went on jet skis this morning.
For real?
Yeah. Yeah, man, thank you.
Of course.
That's a great way to start the day, by the way.
When was the last time you took your race car out?
It's been a few months.
Really?
Yeah, and when I really...
Hold on. When are we gonna lean into Two Bears Racing?
Okay, I'm glad you asked because I miss it so much. I'm on tour. I mean, like you, but people would be like, oh, when was the last time you went to the track? And I'm like, I'm fucking, what are you talking about? I'm here in Australia right now. Like, what? So I've been wanting to get done with tour for a lot of reasons, but one of the reasons is I want to go back to the track, and I want to get, here's what I really want to do. I've gone to the track with different cars, but the one that you gave me is like a great car to get into racing, like to get into racing.
Yeah, that's why we got it.
Yeah, and so the thing I want to do is do some track days, and I want to enter a race.
Do you realize how much, I mean, I'm look, okay, obviously I talk wild shit, okay, but that's who the fuck I am. Do you realize how much we could change this sport of racing, this endurance racing? We could change it with the two of us combined. Yeah. If we took it seriously, and I'm being dead serious, took like a fucking month. You do like a Billy Madison ramp it up race school, okay?
Yeah.
You run through the whole Daniel Ricciardo thing that he did in his 20 years to learn how to get to F1. You do it in a week, okay? We cram it in a week. We get Daniel Ricciardo out here. You're friends with that fucking guy.
Yeah, yeah, he's
right?
great. He's
we
great.
Get a couple NASCAR guys out here. They help step it up. We get you into race mode, right?
Look.
You get, all you got to do is focus in racing. Let me take care of the other stuff, okay?
Yes.
I got our team. I got our team put together. I got, we got barbecue.
And let me say this. Ryan Blaney owes us.
Ryan Blaney!
You won the Coca-Cola 600 and you sat right fucking here. Is that a coincidence?
It's not a coincidence.
I don't
think
so.
This is where greatness happens. It's out of this room right here. Ryan Blaney wins the Coca-Cola 600 and it's because of this table.
Because
great
of here.
Great racers sit at this table.
That's right.
Is your beer fridge feeling a little empty? DoorDash is your door to beer without the run. Whatever drink you're in the mood for, they've got you. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code BEARS24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. I mean, there's like sometimes you just don't want to leave. That's me. Once we're at a spot and we're hanging out, I just don't want to leave. And now you don't have to. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25%, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code BEARS24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So all I'm saying is, I'll fly to Charlotte. He lives in Charlotte. Take me out.
I'm going with you. They got a great barbecue there.
Great bar. Give me a couple lessons. Like, take me out and you know, give me a few tips.
And let me sit with your pit crew.
Yeah.
Go through the basics of how to fucking coach this up.
Yes.
How to get things moving. And then we get Daniel Ricciardo. We get Ryan Blaney. We get all these great racers to help coach us. And then what we do is we run it for a month and we run it hard. We run it every week and we take it real fucking serious. I do what I do in the promotions, the marketing. We get these fans come out to the races. We got people invested in these races. We get on the track and we roll hard, buddy.
Yeah.
Me and you, we can do this. And this is not, look, we had the Two Bears Sports Management that we kind of fell on the side.
Yeah.
But once we get Two Bears Racing off the ground, next thing you know, sky's the fucking limit. Follow us as we take it to the next level. We're going Two Bears Bevco. We're going Two Bears fucking, Two Bears clothing accessories. Two Bears fucking sports management is next. But we start with Two Bears Racing. It's the most accessible way for us to expand our brand. And it starts with you, a crammed up school, right? Crammed up school. I spend time with Daniel Ricciardo's right-hand man.
Yeah.
With Ryan Blaney's right-hand man.
Yeah.
I learn from them. I find great cigars that I can smoke.
Yeah. And then right now, I see your wheels are really turning
It's really turning. Someone call Netflix. Someone call Netflix. This is a fucking,
what I
want
to say also,
we can do this as a fucking show.
We are open to sponsors right now. If you want to jump on, this is the time to jump into the team right now.
We got sponsors coming out the fucking ass.
Yeah.
Dude, we have, get rid of this Coca-Cola unless you want to give us real fucking money. Warby Parker, bring it. Let's get some fucking glasses on these cars.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we do, is we do ad reads every fucking week.
Why don't you
this
put
could
your,
be fucking great, dude.
Put your
this,
sticker on the fucking Two Bears car. It's powered by fat sticks.
Do you realize how much fun we would have if we took like, you got to do three races.
Okay.
We got to do three races. And so that we can watch you progress. Because look, your first race,
it's going to suck.
It's going to suck. But your second race, that's when you get competitive. The third race, that's where our money's at.
Yeah. I mean, that my guy here in town who has taken me and coached me up, I told him about the what I want to do. And he's like, just you have to accept that you're going to suck out of the gate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude.
And I do. I do, by the way. I accept it. I don't have an ego about it. I'm serious.
I'm telling you, Netflix is not a bad option for this because that fucking Drive to Survive.
Yeah.
Drive Alive. That fucking show is awesome.
It's awesome.
It's fucking. I mean, dude, do you think I ever give a fuck about F1?
No. I mean,
all of a sudden, I know the F1 riders, like drivers. I'm like, I never gave a shit about F1.
Yeah. It's fucking. That show is fantastic. It expanded their global fan base by, like, I mean, millions.
Yeah.
They really produced the shit out of it, and they did it so well. They did it so well.
We will have so much fun making that, and we're hanging out in middle America.
Yeah, dude.
In August.
Yes.
September. Fucking going after it on these short tracks. These racetracks are fun as shit.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to these racetracks? Leanne goes to the one out in Panoma, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
She goes out there on weekends, and they do races, and these kids are like fucking. They're children driving full grown man cars.
Yeah, the kart racing stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, we can start you on kart racing.
Which I should get into a kart.
Yeah, get you in kart racing, and then slowly graduate, and then get you to our fucking thing we got, whatever it is. There's a lot I need to learn.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a lot I need to learn, and look, there's going to be a lot. We're gonna crack a lot of eggs to make this omelet.
Yeah. Okay.
Because our personality stepping onto these tracks is not gonna. It's not gonna be. We're not gonna be like fucking. We're going to be more like imperialists.
Sure.
Like, we're not coming in, you know, to the indigenous folk like, we want to learn your ways. We're going to be like, time to convert you to Christianity and kill the ones that didn't like it. We're going to crack some eggs making this omelet. There's going to be some old boys that don't like the way we roll.
Yeah,
but that's what's beautiful about us.
You're going to get on board.
Dude. Next thing you know, you're going to get old fucking 70-year-old racetrack dudes ripping their shirts off going, come on, boy.
Yeah, we're going to hoist that trophy up.
Fuck, yes.
Overhead.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Someone set it up. I'm putting out the bat signal.
If it doesn't work out, I think we should start a cooking show.
Foreign language cooking show?
Well, I think we can just do it in English.
No. Foreign language cooking shows are the best thing that ever hit Netflix.
What do you mean?
I mean, I pull up my algorithm. All it is foreign language cooking shows. I put them on mute, and I just watch them cook.
Oh, but
they've got one just on broth. It's called Broth.
And it's in another language?
Oh, they're all in other languages. They're shot prettier for whatever reason, because is it cake?
I thought these were all English.
No, these are just food. Street foods Mexico, tacos Mexico. They have one just called tacos. Street foods Asia is fucking amazing. I think those are English speaking, but they have one just called tacos, and it's just tacos. There's one just on pizzas. I put them on mute, and I just watch. The Asian ones are the best. It's all on, like, there's one, I learned one about cold noodles in Korea. There's one just called Broth. Just hit Broth. See if that comes up.
Broth on Netflix.
Broth.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Watch a Nation
of Broth. And it's just different broths.
It's just different broths.
So fucking good.
Do you ever just have broth?
Of course.
Yeah.
They've got a great bone broth place here in Austin that's like renowned.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it?
Every time I'm here, we get it.
What?
Dude, they've got a spicy bone. Pete, what's the bone broth place?
Just Google it, Nadav.
Oh, yeah. Bone broth Austin. It might be People's RX.
Might be?
Yeah. We go there. Well, I don't go there. Pete goes there. But we get bone broth every time we go here, and it's fucking amazing. I made my own bone broth after, I forget what it was like. I made a bunch of big steaks.
Hit that one. Hit the first one. Yeah. Yeah?
I made my own bone broth, dude.
You did?
Yeah. It was so fucking good. It is so fucking good, and it fills you up. Like, you drink bone broth.
It's good for you, too.
It's good for you, yeah. And then if it, like, tricks you to feel like you ate, but you didn't eat yet. I wish I knew the exact name of the place. I'll text Lacey. Lacey's the one that always gets it.
Really?
But bone broth, dude. There's something really restorative about making soups and bone broths. Let's see. Lacey. What's the name of the bone broth place in Austin? Yeah, Lacey's really dialed in. Austin's an interesting city because the transplants have created a different fucking place.
Yeah.
Like when you look at like Kuya and Onnit and podcasting is huge in Austin. It's not like that in Texas, but the food fucking scene in Austin's pretty next level.
Yeah, there's great stuff here. There's a little bit of everything here.
We go to Picnic in Austin on South Lamar. P-I-C-I-N-K.
Okay.
Their bone broth, Tom, is fucking insane.
Really?
Nope.
There it is.
There you go. Real food and good vibes.
Oh, that looks good.
We make delicious food that happens to be good for you. This place is fucking awesome. And their bone broth is sick. I mean, they've got a spicy bone broth that you eat it, you drink it, and you're like, I'm ready
for another one. It's on South Lamar?
Yeah.
It is. Go up to the address.
Oh, I'd love to see there.
Locations.
Montrose, okay. Houston, Texas.
No. South First. That is First Street. Is there another?
Scroll. Burnett.
Oh, it's another one here in Austin. Okay. Must be
who founded Austin? It's got to be a dude named Austin, right? Like Steve Austin, the $6 million man?
Yeah. It was him.
It was him?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a while ago. By the way, could you play the other... Oh, is this their menu?
Ooh.
Ooh, fuck.
I'll tell you what I wouldn't mind. A bone broth cocktail. Like bone broth and vodka.
Yeah.
I love bone broth. Pickle juice. Who knew bone broth and whiskey? I bet's good. My mouth's watering.
You really want a cocktail.
Dude, can I tell you what I did the other
day? What's the cocktail you're going to have?
I think whiskey.
Whiskey?
Yeah, I did it. I've been doing it. I've been sneaking them. Like on days I say I don't drink, I'll sneak a double Jack on the Rocks.
Yeah.
And then just have one to just fucking just set the cart right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like just little, because I looked at those people who can go like, you can do it. Like where you go, I'll just have a whiskey and then I'm good. I'm going to go to bed. And you didn't technically drink. You don't feel it.
Yeah.
And if you do it at the right, if you do it at the right hour, it's nice. A little treat.
Yeah, a little treat.
A little treat. Especially if you do it at the right hour. You go, I'm going to like.
Yeah.
Like 9 o'clock. I was with Leanne the other day and I was like, I'm not going to drink tonight. She's like, okay. And then at 9 o'clock, it was like, it was the witching hour. It was a little early before 9 o'clock. So at 9 o'clock, I can go to bed. It was like 7:30.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wouldn't mind, maybe a little later. I was like, I wouldn't mind just a little something. And I got it. I got a, Asian whiskey,
mm-hmm.
like a Japanese whiskey, and I did a nice filled it up to the top, and it was so good. It tasted like sweet tea. And then I had one, and then I didn't have another one. And we had to go do something. I had to get in the car and do something with Leanne. She drove, and we did something, and it was nice. It was nice and cool. And when I got home, I said, I don't want another one. I'm going to go to bed. And it was nice. And I didn't feel it in the next morning. I was like, cool. I'm going to do that tonight at the airport. I'm going to get a nice double whiskey. And I'm going to go, I don't need another one. I'm going to get on the plane. And then they offer me another one, I'll have another one. And then if I get home and I want one, I'm going to have one. And then I'm going to trim my beard.
That's going to happen all today.
Yeah, what were we talking about right before that? I was going to say something to you, and I was like, do you know what was really fucking nice?
We did.
What was I going to talk to you about?
We were doing broth, and we were doing race driving.
They have a cheeseburger in the Austin airport.
Yeah.
That I've been wanting to get.
Really?
Yeah.
I love cheeseburger. Have you had Philip Lee's new cheeseburger place?
No.
Who's
Philip Lee?
You know, who did the sushi bar and Scratch by Sushi. No. Sushi by Scrat, whatever it's called. Yeah.
Phil's Ice House?
Yeah, so he brought it. It's on Rainy Street. That's him. That's Philip right there.
He's white?
Yeah. So you never been to a sushi bar?
No. Maybe I have. I don't know.
Or a pasta bar?
I have no fucking idea.
Okay.
Is it that NADC burger?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. It's not a damn chance, yeah. That's his.
Whoa.
Look at that.
Fuck me. Fuck me, that looks good.
We can go pick one up.
My mouth's watering again.
I love a cheeseburger too.
I fucking love a cheeseburger. You know, I got done a fucking killer workout the other day. I went to the office, and Leanne's like, I got you lunch. And I was like, nice. She goes, Five Guys, double cheeseburger with bacon. And I was like, baby, why would you do that? She was like, well, my daddy's here, and you know how he eats. And I just had to get something for you. I knew you're going to be hungry. I fucked that burger up.
Oh, it's the best.
It's so good. And this looks beautiful. I love that it's American cheese. I love that I can see some greenery on it, which looks like jalapenos,
and
which I fucking love.
This is all they do. There is no, like, other shit there.
Nice. This fucking Philip Lee guy's got it right.
Yeah.
This is, you know, he's the Joe Rogan of burgers. Rogan does two things. Does three things. Well, he does a few things, but yeah. Fucking comedy and podcasting.
Well, sushi, he got a Michelin star for that.
For real?
Yeah. Then
this dude?
Yeah, and then Pasta Bar got a Michelin star. And then this is, like, one of his latest ventures.
Oh, I know what I was going to tell you. So the other day.
It's so fucking good.
The other day, I get a text from Nori, and he's day drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I love when I get these from him.
Yeah.
Like, it's like. He's pouring himself a cocktail.
Yeah.
Gives me a little shout out. I'm like, fuck yeah. And I was like, all right, I'm day drinking.
Yeah.
But I don't want to just day drink to day drink, right?
Yeah.
Day drinking to day drinking can be a little depressing. What I want to do is I want to find something to do and day drink doing something.
Like what?
Horse races.
What?
Horse races.
Like you want
to. So I go to Santa Anita.
Oh, right.
And I go out to the horse races. They start at 1 o'clock. I get off the treadmill at 12:30. I'm like, fucking feeling good. I call a group of guys. They bring their sons. We all go out to the horse races. These horse tracks are fucking old school beautiful. Like, yeah. It really is.
Is
like
it busy there?
Not aggressively busy, but busy enough to fucking run a business. And it's crazy because it's like walking into a time machine.
Yeah.
My mouth's watering. I'm trying to get to the story.
God.
It's old school. The architecture is 1930s. I mean, it's just curved. Like, it is 1930s. Type in Santa Anita racetrack.
Are you, did you get in on some action?
First race, I go in and I say to the lady, I don't know the verbiage really well, but I want to say, I just want to pick one to win. Like, just one horse to win. What's that called?
Yeah, I don't know.
And she just goes, one to win, and prints the ticket up. And I went, no, that's not what I want. She goes, that's what you said. And I went, okay, never mind. And I put $100 on the one horse to win, and it fucking won.
Really?
It won. Yeah, it won. And I won. It was 3-2 odds, I think. I forget what it was, but I won like $386.
Nice.
So I was like, fucking great. And then I ended up losing $1,000.
God.
But I won because type in Santa Anita pastrami sandwich. They have a pastrami sandwich, like a Reuben.
It is really good.
You've had it?
Yeah, I've been at this place.
Tom, this motherfucking sandwich was so fucking good.
This does look
because,
good.
And it felt like you went back to the 1930s before there were additives, before there were anything. And it was just like, no one wore gloves to make a sandwich.
Yeah.
It was so fucking good that I was like, shut.
Was it hot?
I had their French dip sandwich. I had chicken fingers. I had their pretzel.
Wait, you had this all in one sitting?
I ate so much out of Santa Anita that literally they DM'd me like, when are you coming back? They were like, I could not stop eating at Santa Anita. Dude, and it reminded me, when I was a kid, when the girls were kids, I would take them out to Hollywood Park Track.
Yeah.
Hollywood Casino, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
I would take them out there, and it was dollar hot dogs. And for like $10, me and the girls would fuck up hot dogs.
Yeah.
Have a few cold beers. Fucking Leanne would drive us home. Dude, that pastrami sandwich, I mean, it's so good. Have you ever had Phillips? Philippe's in Los Angeles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With the hot mustard.
Is that the French dip place?
And they have the hot French dip. Okay, let's rank them off. Let's rank them off. Ready? Top 10 best sandwiches.
Wait, it's called, it is, right?
Philippe's, yeah.
Yeah.
And their mustard is they dunk it for you.
They dunk it, yeah.
And I love when you hang out with someone who goes, oh, I don't want mine dunked. Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
They know what they're doing. That's like when a girl puts her finger in her ass and you're like, oh, I'm not gay. Just let it happen.
Yeah, of course.
It doesn't make you gay. Just let it happen.
No, it's not gay if you stop trying it with a dude.
Dude, I might need a fucking drink, Tom. This is fucking killing me.
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude? What is happening?
You're
I'm like, all I want is food and alcohol. And I just said to you, I want to lose weight. How is this possible? I need chloroform.
Can we order that, by the way?
Yeah, you can get it on fucking Google. You can get it on Amazon.
Wait, bring drinks or chloroform?
You can order chloroform on Amazon.
Can you Google ordering chloroform real quick?
Google chloroform. You can get chloroform on Amazon.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chloroform. Chloroform. Does this towel smell like chloroform?
It's chlorophyll.
Oh.
Oh.
Go to chloroform. You can get chloroform online. I know you can.
Yeah, okay. Google it. Buy chloroform. Yeah. Okay.
Yep, there's chloroform.
Yeah. Hey, order some of that.
Let's order chloroform.
Yeah. Order some of it.
You know, that's how States Anthony killed her kid?
Really?
Allegedly.
With chloroform?
Allegedly. She would chloroform her kid so she'd go out and party. Dude, how great would chloroform be?
Yeah, it's kind of good for that.
But right now I'd chloroform myself.
Just so you...
So I'd stop with my brain. Like, anytime
these thoughts will you do it to yourself if we get it?
I think I would rather have a doctor do it to me.
Well, the doctor's not going to do it.
I don't think, but I know, but I think you can kill... Stacey Anthony killed her kid chloroform, allegedly.
Yeah,
allegedly.
But that's a kid, though. I mean, can we just have you lay on the ground and try it?
Dr. Drew will do it. Okay.
I don't know.
I'm going to pass on that.
I don't think he'll do it. I think he'll let us know whether it's safe
to
do.
How about this? Me and you do the chloroform challenge. We put chloroform on rags, and we just, each time we go closer and closer. We take like a crank, and it moves it closer to our face. And crank, and crank, and crank until one of us just goes out. You can get chloroform online.
Yeah. Yeah, let's see.
Aren't chloroforming. Go on YouTube. There's got to be someone chloroforming someone.
That is true.
You know, if we've thought about it, these fucking TikTok kids have already fucking done it. I need to go to fucking Hawaii today.
Today?
Yeah, I need to get the fuck out of this country.
Come on, Drew.
These all look like dramatizations.
There you go. Sniffing chloroform.
That's probably a bit, though.
I'm
right?
Sorry, not available right now. I'll get back.
Damn. Is he
really What's up, guys?
What's up?
He's not camp for you from this country, not with that hair and that jaw.
What's your dream car?
What's your dream car? Get to the chloroform.
Okay.
This guy has to have an accent.
There we go. Is he really going to do it? Okay. He's going to put some...
It's chloroform on this rag. Here we go. Yeah. I ain't happy that bit. I don't believe him.
Yeah.
Because if you go out that gently, I'm chloroforming myself every fucking night.
Yeah. Google, is it dangerous to chloroform yourself? Yeah.
I think
we got to do this.
See, I would chloroform myself because when we're talking about sandwiches like that, my brain starts going, yeah, it's not good for you, I guess.
It's not good for you, but it's not the worst.
Can I chloroform myself to sleep?
Yeah, there you go. The drop down. Yeah. A big no. Here is why. Because of the high risk of the side effects, high potential for abuse, it's not a legal sleep aid. The side effects, assuming accurate dosage is administered, include nausea, fatigue, and dizziness. That's not bad side effects, though.
Doesn't sound bad.
No.
Dizziness.
Yeah. Okay. Breathing about 900 parts a million of air for a short time causes fatigue, dizziness, headache. If you breathe air, eat food, or drink water containing elevated levels or a long period, the chloroform may damage your liver. Okay, you're not going to do it for a long period.
No, I'm just going to do it until I'm asleep.
Yeah.
Well, you got to make sure you pull it off my face.
It takes at least 5 minutes of inhaling.
5 minutes of inhaling.
That's a long time.
They never show that in a fucking movie.
Yeah, movies, it's always.
You're going to hold the guy for five fucking minutes?
Yeah.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Calm down. Stop punching. Stop twisting. It's going down. We're going down.
How about which spray can make a person unconscious? Is there anything like that?
Here we go. Chloroform spray. That's on Amazon. That's on Amazon. Chloroform spray.
Really?
Dude, how great would that be?
That's like a sleeping.
How great would that be on a plane if you were just like this guy?
Yeah.
Hey, man, where are you from?
Knock him out.
So what do you do for a living? So let's talk sandwiches real quick.
Okay.
Because I can't get off. I can't get off.
Wait,
this.
Can you look at my image real quick that I sent Nadav? Because we saw you.
Yeah.
Just tell me if you would smash or pass.
Okay.
Just be honest.
Okay.
Be honest. Whether you would, like, just take a look and tell me whether you would do this or not. Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah, that was it. I don't know why it went away. Okay. Here we go.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm smashing.
Nice.
I'm smashing. Did you do Nadav?
Hmm?
Did you do Nadav?
Did I do Nadav? No.
I would love to see what Nadav looked like.
I'll get Nadav.
I bet I'm going to smash.
I'll get Nadav and Eni. They'll look gorgeous.
I'm going to definitely smash Eni.
Yeah.
Mixed chick.
Yeah. Be like, hey, you got a nice tan. Did you just get back from the Bahamas?
hang on. Before we go to sandwiches, so.
Oh, Dr. Drew just called.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah. Keep your thought. Don't forget it.
I need to trim my beard.
And there you are.
Hey, Dr. Drew, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on, man?
We're doing Two Bears right now. I'm okay. Here with Bert. We ordered some chloroform, and is it dangerous to do it to ourselves?
Probably not more dangerous than what Bert already does to himself, but I don't think it's quite what you imagine it is, but let me look into it. I
mean, okay.
Obviously we don't use it anymore, but I will give you more detail.
Well, Bert has this idea where he goes,
anything that follows Bert has this idea. I'm having chills.
Yeah.
Bert
well,
has this idea.
He said he's really like, you know, feeling, he's like, I want to eat and I want to drink. And he goes, it would be great if I could just chloroform myself. And then I would basically jump over those desires, you know, and then just wake up later and I won't have to eat and drink. Cause he's like, kind of like really wanting, he's craving a drink and like bad food. So he's like, why don't I just chloroform myself? And you know, is it cool that we do that or probably not a good idea?
Well, let me find out about that.
Okay.
It's a horrible notion generally. Horrible idea. I mean, think about it. If it actually were to curtail addictive impulses, we would do it.
Yeah.
But obviously, it does not.
What do you guys use now to like render somebody unconscious, like the way that they used to use chloroform?
Really, the good stuff is Michael Jackson's milk, the propofol.
Propofol.
That stuff, Google. You're out instantly. You're just out. You need an anesthesiologist to administer that.
We can't do that ourselves.
You cannot do this.
See if you can get it on Google.
What if we watch a video first? You think we could administer propofol?
Bert, fuck you.
But you can get it on fucking.
Watch a video.
Yeah, come on. Come on, ketamine. You know, 10 years ago they were saying that squirting wasn't real.
Is squirting real, Dr. Drew?
Is what real?
Squirting, like when you see a girl squirt all over the place.
Yeah, it is mostly. It can be real.
It can.
And it can be urine.
It could be either one.
It could be either one.
Because right. Some girls have said, they're like, I have an empty bladder and I'm still shooting this stuff out of me.
It's thicker and whiter when it's that.
So
stuff.
What is it when it's that? What is it?
You know, women have glandular material around the vagina that's identical to prostate gland.
Oh.
And prostate is what produces your semen.
Sure.
And so they have kind of a semen-like secretion that they can put together once in a while.
Wow.
Nice.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
we're gonna pass on propofol for now, but we can go ahead and try this chloroform out, right?
You could get an anesthesiologist, I bet, to come and administer something to you guys. Steve-O has done shit like that.
Okay.
He's literally done it.
Who would administer?
Try to write.
Who would administer the
a villain?
When Steve-O called me with this same kind of notion. His thing was he believed he could withstand, like he could will himself out of the anesthesia. And so he had somebody administer it to him while he rode a bike. And he obviously made it about a pedal and a half and was out.
And what was he given? Video.
Propofol.
Oh, propofol. Right. Oh, sure. Fuck.
But you could get somebody to do it. We could find out who did it for Steve-O, and somebody could do that. It's pretty involved.
Yeah.
I love propofol.
But yeah. It's pretty intense. It's
I got to say, mind. I love anesthesia.
Right.
Yeah.
Me too. Well, you had a colonoscopy?
Yeah, and it was like I was ear to ear, like, yeah, I cannot wait for this to start, just because I loved being put out. It was great.
Yeah.
It's hard to get a colonoscopy in L.A.
Maybe Mike Jabert just had to have a colonoscopy.
He just said it's hard to get a colonoscopy in L.A.
It's true. It is hard, but I could help him.
Please. I'm on a fucking wait list.
Why is it that hard to get a colonoscopy?
Because they're so far behind from COVID. You know, everyone needs to get one, and they're just behind.
I heard they're bullshit, Dr. Drew. Hey, Dr. Drew, what about statins?
I take a statin. I'm glad I do it. My calcium score is 0.0.
My calcium score is fucking 0.02. I got a little bit in my fucking
aura. How long ago was it, that score?
Recently.
Recently, he says. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. What the fuck is... hang on, stop. What do you mean, okay? I gotta.
It's okay. The lipid story is longer. It's boring. I'm not going to bother you with that.
Well,
that's a long story.
The other thing Bert has said is that he's stronger than he's ever been, which is true. He's lifting more weights, but he's also gaining weight, and he wants to reduce his weight some. But
it's noticeable now, right? That he's gaining weight.
Yeah.
Everyone can see it now, right?
Right.
Are you a doctor?
So I have an idea. Oh, we might think about it. You know, Peter Attia lives right there in Austin.
He does.
He's a brilliant longevity guy.
Yeah.
Have him analyze Bert for longevity issues.
This is a great idea.
That sounds like a great idea.
Actually, Attia is the man, and it would be awesome if the three of us did one together.
All right.
Yeah, he is the man. He's a great guy, and he would indulge you, I'm sure.
Okay.
And he would know probably know local anesthesiologists if you wanted to keep going down this.
Put me under it.
I will look into chloroform for you. I'll look into what the reality of that is. I'm sure it's not like in the movies, by the way.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. All right, Drew, thank you so much, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye. You know, it's interesting when he decides to take his lab coat on and off in these conversations. You know, I actually can't answer that as a doctor. Bert's fat as fuck.
That was fucking amazing.
I might go to rehab.
Yeah?
And just, no, but not like a, it's like a rehab light. Like it's like a
rehab light?
Like just like a resort.
What kind of resort?
Somewhere, I don't know. What does that mean?
We have
Oh,
really?
Yeah, we have them ready to go.
Oh, let's see. Let's see the chicks.
Yeah.
These are the booth boys as girls. Let's see. I want to see what you look like. Here.
Nadav. Smash. Wait. That's not. Wait.
That's
hold
Nadav.
On.
That's
top
Chris.
Left is me.
Yeah, that's Chris Larson. Is that any right there?
Bottom left is any.
and that's Chad. Well, first of all, Chad looks like Chad just with longer hair.
Yeah. And by the way, smash, Chad.
Yeah. Thanks. The any thing is like, any looks like a fucking kind of closet slut, like a chick who's like, oh, no, like I go to church. And you're like, she's like, I'm a whore. I've done blow bangs. Like I'm.
Yeah.
Looks like a real fucking.
Like a mixed Filipino black chick. And she's like, I like that fuck.
Yeah, she's a slut.
Was that the top you're wearing right now, Annie?
Right. No, not right now. I mean, it's similar.
Does it change your top too?
No, it gave me tits though.
It did. Oh my God. Larson. It's fucking the same bullshit attitude transfers.
Hey, can you do Peter, my assistant? I bet that's a hard smash.
Yeah, you think so? Yeah.
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
And look at Nadav, though. Like, such a fucking, like a loud, Jewy broad, you know? Like, yeah. Just
I'm going to do the stuff that the other girls won't.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the stuff the other girls won't.
Well,
I love that you put your Nadav brain into her. Wait till you see how hard I work in bed.
Chad doesn't look any different at all.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't, which makes me think I'd fuck him.
Yeah.
Don't know how I feel about this, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look at that smug Larson fucking attitude. Like, whether he's male or female, it's the same. Like, you're not coming to my birthday, okay? Like, such a fucking
It's such
prick.
A great fucking hairstyle on him, though.
Yeah.
Nadav is the one. Like, if you had to smash, who would you smash first? It's not Nadav. It's Eni. Eni.
Well, Eni's going to fuck everybody and not tell anyone. You can
Eni's
just tell.
Got a little sassy tart look on his face.
Like it's a secret slut.
Get yeah. Peter. Do Peter. I guarantee you, fucking hard smash.
Let's see what Drew says.
Let me see if I can get that going.
Yeah. What is going on with my phone?
Maybe I have to get a Xanax.
Xanax?
Maybe that'll be my chloroform. I'll just take a Xanax and then not fucking worry about anything. Just tap the fuck out today.
How strong are they when you take them? 0.5?
0.25.
0.25?
Yeah.
That'll work?
Yeah. I mean, it just turns my brain off.
A little bit.
A little bit. Enough to like, enough that I don't feel it. Like, I don't feel like, oh. But I go like, oh, okay, I'm not thinking anymore. I don't have panic thoughts. I gotta fucking fly home tonight. I don't want to fucking fly home.
Why not?
I just hate planes. Unless I drink. And when I drink, I'm like, this isn't that bad. Listen to music.
But you're going to get a cheeseburger and have a whiskey at the airport, so you'll be all right.
My mouth is... How about this? How about this? No food. One whiskey.
Okay.
One whiskey before takeoff. Maybe a whiskey in air. And then call it a day.
Okay.
It's not bad.
That's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
Eat something now before
like
you
just
go.
Just lettuce.
Before you leave?
And a carrot and an onion.
It's Woody Harrelson style.
Just Woody Harrelson style.
Okay.
I'm going to go raw. I got nothing going on this week. Let's see how long I can go. Okay, no booze. Let's see how long I can do it, okay?
So you're going to start no booze now or after you get home?
I don't want to. I have impulse in my head right now.
Yeah.
Like my brain's firing impulsively.
I understand.
I can't stop it.
I understand.
I wonder if there's people, like I know that like it must be exhausting to listen to me talk. Because I'm all over the fucking map and I'm probably lose people. But I wonder if there's people that connect with me and they go, I am right there with you, Bert.
For sure there are.
All right. I got nothing tomorrow. Ah, fucking cunt.
What?
Oh, fucking cunt, cunt.
What? What is it?
God damn it. I agreed to something that I should have never agreed to.
On Friday?
On fucking Sunday. On Monday, really. So, like, on Sunday, I got to fly out to somewhere.
You have to fly again.
All right. Not as hot as I thought he'd be.
Well, also, he looks completely fake.
Yeah.
Like, that looks like a plastic face.
He looks like
face.
Botoxed.
Yeah.
And by the way, I kind of wanted his real hair, like the hair he has.
Yeah. This
and
deeply...
his hands look so fucking big. The key is not having your hands in it.
Yeah.
Because there's like a part you're like, whoa, is this chick a dude?
This chick is deeply insecure with that much plastic on her face, which means that she is doing some super slutty shit for you.
Do Victoria. I wonder what happens when you do a chick. Do they just look hotter?
Sometimes they just look like...
I'm hitting double numbers a lot when I'm looking up at the thing. So I go to so Lynn Coplitz tells me we're talking about porn.
Yeah.
And she said, have you watched massage porn? Massage porn.
Uh-huh.
And I said, no. She said it's real videos of dudes giving chicks massages and then getting them to like fingering them and giving them orgasms. And she goes, it's the hottest thing out.
But it's real videos? No.
It's
porn.
She said it's real she said it's real videos.
Okay.
So I think she sends me one, and I'm like, it's pretty fucking hot. Because you're watching a dude for real seduce a girl, and then you're watching her signal to him.
Yeah.
So hold on. I'll send you. Well, you can do it.
That's a cool image to see at work. Go ahead.
But it's like the chick will be like, it's interesting. Like he'll be rubbing her leg, and then you'll watch him like signal to him. Like she'll open her leg up a little more.
Yeah.
Or like she'll open her hand.
You don't think this is choreographed porn?
The one she sent me, it looked fucking so real. And you're like, wow, I really think this guy does this.
Yeah. Do you have it?
I actually, no, hang on. No, I don't have it. But what I have, so then on Pornhub, So I go to watch it, and then on Pornhub, I start getting these. I'll send you this one, Nadav, and you'll go, never mind. On Pornhub, I start looking for them again, and then on Pornhub, they just have straight up massages, like people getting massaged. That's it. There's no fucking, you don't even see tit. It's just massage, right in massage. Yeah.
Jesus.
And it's just, those ones are fucking clearly, I can just type in massage. Don't, just massage. And it's just guys giving girls massages. And I'm
not seeing that one yet.
That's not, hang on. Let me see if I can.
These all look like they're a little more advanced. Yeah, I mean, she seems nice. Oh, yeah.
I don't know how I got onto this thread where it's all just
legit massages.
And I'm like, so wait, I'm just watching women get massaged.
I think the actual real skill set is finding that video on this site.
Yeah, that seems hard.
Yeah.
Hold on, I can find it.
Really?
I can find it because it's
nothing here looks close to that. I mean, blacked. Did not expect this. She's like, I just came to give you a massage. What's going on here? All right.
God, that's interesting. Now all of them are coming up with just fucking straight up pussy rubbing. God, these are fucking hot. How come I can't get these? How do you go into your history?
Oh, boy. Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, you found one?
Yeah, and this is the kind I've been looking at, and it's just, hold on. Skip ad. Let me see. Let me make sure this is one.
Okay.
Yeah, I think this is one. This is like.
You think this is a real video?
This is it. This is it. Okay, you ready? So here, how do I text it to you, Nadav?
Is it possible for you to airdrop? You could just copy the link and text it to my number, and then I'll figure it out from there.
There you go. That's nice music. This is so cool. Oh, we found a nice massage video. Is this a real massage?
So it's just massages. And okay. It's like, and I got, now that's all in my algorithm, and all I get are massages. And it's like, so I can't find the ones where they fuck anymore, because all the ones, they're like, no, you don't like the this. Fucking, you like that.
You like massage.
And then I'm like, no, I don't, I'm not like a fucking trying to learn how to be a masseuse. And it's like, he pulls her panties down, but he doesn't touch her at all. And you're like, what the fuck are we doing
but
here?
He does take her panties off?
He like pulls them down to her, like he's trying to get into her back.
Yeah,
like, but it's like it's fucking. But the fucking hot ones are they're these. It's like a subtle one, and you're watching the chick signal to him. It's so interesting because that's the sexy part of the fucking video is watching the chick like go like this and then go like in one. She went like this. She rubbed her tit,
mm-hmm.
And then immediately he's like, "It's on."
Yeah,
and you're like, "Oh."
This is what
like if I was a masseuse.
So this is your lane or this is Lynn's lane?
Lynn Coppola. And by the way, sorry, Lynn, if I'm blowing up your spot. I don't know if you told me this privately. I can't remember what people tell me privately and don't tell me privately.
Yeah, that's the thing with you. Okay.
It's taking me a minute to send it to myself. Okay. But it's funny because I'm of all the porn stuff I've been into, it's always the it pushed so hard left that just to get it back to center a little bit where you see something normal.
Yeah,
where you would do that. That's what I'm looking for. I told you, Leanne and I are fucking killing it right now, right?
You did say that.
Dude, I mean, I don't know what the fuck's going on. It's like fucking
really up there.
Did I tell you about? Never mind. I shouldn't do this.
Okay.
I should leave some stuff private. What the fuck's wrong with me?
Yeah, yeah. Do you like watching car accident videos?
No, I do not.
You don't watch like dash cam stuff?
No. Really? No. I saw one in Tallahassee. This is not the coolest accident, but they had two cops pulled over two young black youths.
Yeah.
And they're on like the I-10.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the fucking car, they're going to tow the car. So one of the cars, like one of the things on the side is a truck with a ramp so they can pull cars up. And someone didn't see the ramp and drove up it and fucking Dukes of Hazzard it off the fucking ramp.
Really?
Yeah.
The
type car accident Tallahassee, you'll see it. You got it?
I've seen these, there's these videos where I've seen like these dash cam things where it's like, oh, this accident. And then all of a sudden, the algorithm showed cars in accidents tearing apart and people flying out of the cars. I've never seen those until like the last couple of weeks. Let's see. Here's
I'm not sure I wanna.
Like
what the fuck?
Right, the car just came apart.
You can come out of your car like that?
Yeah, dude. Like, look at this. This is insane. It's like going sideways and then it just completely. And then people
sounds
are just
crazy, but it looks like that person's okay.
Yeah, they're fine.
I'd rather that happen to me than.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather
they're
that
both
happen
okay.
To me.
Yeah. They're okay.
Oh my God.
Isn't that wild, though?
That's fucking
crazy. I've never seen anything like that.
I've heard of people flying out of the car.
Yeah, me too. But
I've never seen someone flying out of the car.
Yeah. This one is insane. This car goes boom. Car just goes into fucking pieces here. And then that dude is just.
That guy's not okay.
He's all right.
Went into a transformer.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
No, now he's okay. Not okay.
I can't he was laugh okay at someone's for a misfortune. No, hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. That's proof there's a God.
Yeah.
That's proof that God got bored as fuck one day.
Yeah.
And this guy did something horrible.
Oh, my God.
And then he goes, well, hold on. You do not hit a transformer after a fucking car crash. Your body goes into a fucking electrical transformer.
Yeah.
Tom, there's no fucking way that you hit a pole, you then hit another car, your car flips, you fly out of the car 20 feet in the air and land in a fucking electrical transformer.
Yeah, I love that the caption says,
cooked to a
crisp. You can see the driver and the passenger when they get out of the damaged vehicle. They don't get out of it. They are thrown from it.
What?
And then
I mean,
into
there's
a
no,
power line.
There, either there's no God or there's proof there's a God. That guy flies out and he hits an electrical transformer. That's like out of Deadpool.
Out of Deadpool. It's wild. Yeah. And best part, he's okay. Holy fuck. Oh my God. Yeah, I watch these for like hours. I try to send the good ones to Nadav.
That's crazy. That's fucking crazy.
You've ruined my algorithm.
I have?
Yeah, because it's either this or the stuff that I send you to make you upset, and now all my algorithm just makes me upset.
Oh my God, I'm getting upset. Jesus Christ, I gotta get on a fucking plane that's going 600 miles an hour.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I found the porn.
Okay, let's take a quick look.
Take a look at the porn.
Oh, that's nice. She's cool.
Okay, that's a little signal right there.
But you think this is real, dude? This is not like a...
No, but it's... Here, that's the point. Is this just a massage? He does the whole thing. It's just an actual massage. Scroll and watch. Scroll.
Okay.
He never fucks her. Scroll. He just massages her.
No.
Scroll. He never fucks her. He just massages her. Like, he rubs her ass, but he never fucks her, never fingers her. He just massages her. It's just a fucking full moon. Scroll all the way to the end. You'll see he never fucks her. He just rubs her body.
I got you.
It's like, what the fuck are we doing here?
Yeah.
It's like, is this really a massage tutorial?
Okay.
Get it? Let me see where he fucks her.
So there's no...
No, she's like, a little higher on my neck.
My neck, please.
A little higher on my neck. We don't even see her tits. Look at this. He just go, okay, your neck for you had a busy day at work. Get to the end. Scroll all the way to the end. She's still in the same position. His dick never comes out. We just watched a dude massage his chick.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fucking pointless.
But you said you like this.
No. Oh. Now, go to the fucking hot ones.
What are the
now,
hot
scroll
ones?
Into the scroll into the ones. So put massage, but see, it's the subtle ones. Massage.
Okay.
It's like the subtle ones where...
That's pretty subtle there.
Okay, go to the... Okay, bottom right. I bet that's a subtle one.
Subtle?
Watch.
That doesn't look too subtle.
Okay, hang on. So like...
All right,
okay.
So there's a towel on her back.
So get me there, scroll. Get me there.
He's like, hey, I'm just giving you a back rub. Okay. Just pouring a gallon of oil.
But watch, it's the signal.
Yeah.
The signal's the hottest part. Like when, like,
I mean, her asshole's in this video. Her actual asshole is.
But
exposed.
Right now, she hasn't signaled him.
Okay.
She hasn't let him know
that it's
an animalistic instinct where the woman's body will say, it needs to be this way.
I mean, he's pulling her ass apart pretty aggressively.
Yeah, but right now she doesn't know what that looks like.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't know what that looks like. Here, scroll. Hold on. Okay. Do you see that her, like, do you see her butt raised?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a signal.
I see the signal. Yeah. He's aggressively rubbing her clit right now.
I think that's her inner leg. My dick's getting hard. Oh, okay. That's a shot.
Your dick's getting hard?
Nope.
Okay. I mean, is that a cool massage technique?
There we go. Signal, okay. signal.
She's signaling for sure. Yeah.
Ladies, and that's the.
There's okay, another
that's
signal.
A signal. That's a signal. Yeah. Yeah. Jesus Christ, if that's how massages worked, I'd be a fucking masseuse.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a signal.
That's another signal.
This isn't playing in the lobby, is it?
It sure is.
Oh, fucking, I have employees in there. Can we turn this off?
Well, yep. We got to see it end. You got to see the end of the video.
That's a signal.
Signal. Yeah. Okay. Oh, there he goes. He finished his signal everywhere.
He didn't even take his pants off?
No,
what is he,
busy.
Owen Gray?
He's at work, dude.
Oh, that was pie to him.
Yeah.
Do you know what Whitney told me?
What?
I'm going to paraphrase if I'm wrong. Whitney said that when a girl says to come on her face,
yeah,
that's so she can be in control to make sure you don't come inside her. She goes, no woman really likes to be come on the face, but she likes to know you're not coming inside me. And this is a way for me to be in control. Because a guy hears that, he's like, oh, you want that? And you're like, yeah, fuck face. Yeah, that's what I want.
And
that's
it's really just don't come inside
me. Just don't come inside me. I don't want your stupid sperm inside my body. And then I have one of your dumb babies. So why don't you, like, you gorilla, why don't you just come on my face or my tits, and then I get to watch your fucking idiot face fall for it. It's going, oh, you like that? You like that? Yeah. I think that's fucking cool.
That is true, yeah. I've always ignored that direction. I always ignored it.
When they're, like, come in my face?
Yeah.
You're like, I'll just come inside you as a gentleman, as a gentleman would do.
I go, I'm not doing that. That's disrespectful.
Yeah.
And then... And then they're like, where did you just come? I go, where do you think, dummy? And then, okay, we got to
wrap
it up.
Wait. That's a funny fucking prank.
Yeah.
Wait, this next time, hey guys, next time, it's called the two bears juke, okay? Next time you're having sex with a chick,
yeah,
just pretend to come inside them and be like, oh, and like, you didn't just come. You go, it's just like, it's a two bears juke. Yeah. And then
go back at it, yeah.
And then come on their face.
There and you go.
Tell them, Bert!
And send us a video.
Yeah, and send us a video. If you can make a porn like that, hey, for real.
Somebody's going to make
someone
that.
Someone make that porn. There's someone that'll make that porn. Okay? Even if you're a porn star, make that porn for us, please.
Please. All right. We got to run.
Oh, fuck. I got to fly. It's 1:45?
Yeah.
My flight leaves at 2.
You'll make it.
All right, guys. I love you, Tommy.
I love you, too. Bye.
Bert and Tom. Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.